This is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin is calling for economic sanctions against Turkey, signing a decree that will order the restricting of imports of some Turkish products, prohibit extensions of contracts for Turks in Russia, and impact Turkish company operations in the country as well. The decree calls also for ending charter flights from Russia to Turkey and for Russian tourism companies to stop selling vacation packages that include a stay in Turkey. Earlier today, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan voiced regret about Turkey's downing of the Russian plane, the first regret that has been expressed since the Turkish F-16 jet shot down the Russian jet on grounds that it violated Turkish airspace. Turkish leaders have promised an investigation into the killing today of prominent pro-Kurdish lawyer and human rights activist Tahir Elci. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said it's not clear whether Elci's death was a terrorist attack or if he was caught in the crossfire between Kurdish rebels and security forces. Within hours, hundreds of people were marching in Istanbul protesting the death of martyrs, chanting shoulder to shoulder against fascism, and Tahir Elci is immortal. Police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse the demonstrators. Witnesses at the attack say assailants opened fire on Tahir Elci and other activists as they gave a press statement in the mainly Kurdish province of Tayyar Bakir. The United Nations is condemning in the strongest terms a rocket attack on a UN base in northern Mali, which killed two UN peacekeepers and a civilian contractor and injured at least 20 others. The UN Security Council called on the government of Mali to conduct a quick investigation into the attack and bring perpetrators to justice. A senior member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine claimed responsibility for the violence. This is VOA News. Boko Haram extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bombing of a procession of hundreds of Shiite Muslims and threatened more attacks on opponents of its radical form of Islam. Shiite leaders say at least 21 people died in Friday's attack near northern Nigeria's city of Kano. Posting on social media Saturday as the West Africa province of the Islamic State, Boko Haram published a photograph identifying one of the bombers as Abu Suleiman Al-Ansari. Boko Haram has also, claimed that responsibility. President Barack Obama today spoke out against a shooting at a Planned Parenthood women's health clinic in the western United States of Colorado, saying enough is enough to this attack and similar gun violence. This is not normal, and we can't let it become normal, said Mr. Obama in a statement released by the White House. At noon on Friday, a gunman burst into the Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs and opened fire, launching a gun battle that killed three, including one police officer. It lasted 5 hours. The U.S. federal government will soon end its bulk collection of data from the telephone calls of millions of Americans. In fact, that ends in about 3 hours. The move follows a controversy that erupted with disclosures about the secret program by former government contractor Edward Snowden. The U.S. National Security Agency in charge of bulk telephone metadata is replacing it with a more tightly targeted surveillance methods, according to an NSA statement. The NSA will end the program by 4:59 GMT Sunday and expects to have the new scaled-in system in place by then. Egypt has made a huge, massive announcement saying there is a 90% chance that hidden chambers will be found within King Tutankhamun's tomb. Based on preliminary scans and results of a new exploration of the 3,300-year-old mausoleum, researchers say the discovery of the new tomb could shine new light on one of ancient Egypt's most turbulent times, and one prominent researcher, British Egyptologist Nicholas Reeves, is theorizing the remains of Queen Nefertiti might be inside a hidden chamber in the king's tomb.
My close examination of these scans highlighted the apparent presence of closed doorways. On the west wall, potentially leading to an additional Tutankhamun period storeroom, and that on the north to a corridor continuation of the tomb, labelled Y. The proposal I put forward was that the burial of Tutankhamun was actually a tomb within a tomb.
Yes, so what they're thinking is King Tut, who died at 19, was probably rushed into an outer chamber of what was originally intended to be Nefertiti's tomb. Since he died young, it was a little unexpected, but they believe they may have then found Nefertiti, who is famous for her beauty. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.